Baker Internet friends, to another Empire of Jeff Bourbon cast, broadcast in live Whiskey Phonic 2D sound. Tonight I sponsor Buffalo Trace Bourbon. That's not bad. By now you've seen some of the debate footage last night from the vice presidential face-off between Joe Biden and Paul Ryan, and probably, like everyone else, you're thinking to yourself, what a fucking asshole Joe Biden was. That's the kind of behavior that would get the shit smacked out of you in a bar. And yet, this is the understudy for leader of the free world, acting like this, on a national international stage. And no one calls him on his shit. Certainly not the mummified hag of a moderator that they had on there. Were Democrats turned off by Joe Biden's antics? No, not really. And yet, these are the same people that are always lecturing us about our tone, our angry and violent rhetoric. And the Republican leadership isn't much better. You know, they encourage this shit with their weakness. You know, this is why I could never hold public office. If you want to see somebody get voted off the fucking island in record time, elect me to the Senate. And watch me go off like Vim Fuego. Because while you're trying to make a point about how four Americans are dead and the administration is lying about it, you're getting a lecture about comedy or being a potty mouth or some such shit. My committee meetings would not go well.
It's always the fucking same. Fucking aggravation.
Well, maybe...
Foul language. David, foul language.
Oh, fuck off!
Bit more foul language.
Fuck off!
And a bit more.
Just fuck off!
And a bit more foul language then.
You're fucking near to fucking having your fucking head kicked in.
What about bloody? You haven't said that yet.
Just shut the fuck up!
When I lapse into my British accent, I've really been pushed beyond my limits. And then they chime in with something helpful like, Senator Jeff, if you can't control yourself, then we'll have to ask you to leave.
All right. Do you want me to go?
Yes.
Right, I'll fuck off. Goodbye. Fuck you! Fuck you!
Can you go quicker than that, please?
Would I be out of line? Well, let's look at who we're dealing with. Who is our opposition, and what do they think of us? And how far are they willing to go to get Obama reelected? Well, now would be a good time to pull up the Empire of Jeff newsletter. And on the post for this bourbon cast, look at note one. Click on that link. A salaried staffer of the DNC is not only helping an undercover reporter to commit voter fraud, a felony. She's laughing about it. The last time this woman giggled this hard, she was on her third Red Solo cup full of date rape juice at the I Ate a Pie frat house back in college. Felony voter fraud. It's fantastic. Fucking twat. Moving on. Note 2. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. 16-year-old girl has a dress-down day where they don't have to wear their school uniform, goes to school wearing a Romney Ryan t-shirt. Her geometry teacher tells her that that's the kind of t-shirt that the KKK would wear. Would they, bitch? Would they really? But remember, the Democrats are the party of tolerance. Moving on. Note 3. New Berlin, Wisconsin. A 12-year-old boy, this time, being picked up by the bus driver for school. The bus driver notices that he has a Romney yard sign in his yard put there by his parents. Now, this old broad is so offended at the sight of this Romney sign, she decides she's going to engage this 12-year-old boy in a political discussion. She's going to show him that he's wrong and his parents are wrong to even consider voting against Obama. So the young man says, well, Obama's pro-abortion. And this wrinkled old twat says, maybe your mother should have chosen abortion for you. Isn't that lovely? We have two instances of adults, school officials, denigrating children for political beliefs. Unfucking believable. Which brings us to note 4. Not only are these people evil, they're just fucking retarded. Note 4. Check it out. This is so dumb I hesitate to even mention it, but I have to. this past week on Twitter, liberals started floating the rumor that Romney was going to ban tampons because apparently Mormons consider putting foreign objects up in your lady business to be an abomination. Well, obviously, it's untrue. But look at the reaction some of these unhinged bitches had to this rumor. If Romney bans tampons, I'm going to kill him. Romney wants to ban tampons, I'm going to fucking murder this guy. If Romney wanting to ban tampons is true, I'm going to stab him in the eye. And after that, you had a whole bunch of fantasies about how if they couldn't have tampons, they would just menstruate on his face. Lovely. Andrew Breitbart's whole purpose was to expose these miserable cocksuckers for what they are. Vile, angry, evil parasites. So don't lecture me about my tone. There's nothing wrong with my fucking tone. It is long past time that we started swatting some shitballs back across the net. They hate us, and they're never going to change. Okay? So we're going to have to find out some way to deal with it. And sitting here soaking up their abuse because, quote, we're better than that, unquote, hasn't really worked out too well for us so far. Think about it. Well, that's all I got for you tonight, fake internet amigos. Just remember, like we used to say in middle school, sticks and stones may break my bones. That's why I brought a gun to school. Good night.